There are 82 million unmarried Americans, according to the 2000 census. 11 million of them live together without being married. You'll meet two of them as Morning Edition explores another angle in the Tuesday series on living single. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg talks with the founders of the Alternatives to Marriage Project.
I know. Last Tuesday, we promised that this Tuesday you would meet the vice president of romance for Match.com, an internet dating service. But strong reactions from listeners made us change our plans. Listeners who say being single is not just a holding pattern for marriage, but a fine state in and of itself. In Angleton, Texas, Rebecca Latson says she is 41, divorced, and really likes being single.
I like coming and going as I please at the drop of a hat, not having to be on some sort of schedule and letting any other half know whether or not I will be late or on time. Call me a loner, call me socially unfit, I don't really care.
In Butler, Tennessee, Vicki Visknitsky Huff Woods says she married at 25, was widowed at 60, and then began another marvelous phase of life.
All the choices are mine now. If I make a mistake, it is my mistake. This is my life, my decisions, good or bad, right or wrong. Many of my widow and single women friends feel the same. They are not interested in marriage. A warm friendship with a man, yes, but marriage, probably not.
Now meet two more people who are happily wedded to their single status. Marshall Miller and Dorian Solot are trying to reinvent the norm to acknowledge a wider range of life choices. Their Alternatives to Marriage Project stands for folks who choose not to marry or cannot marry. Marshall Miller and Dorian Solot have been together in unmarried bliss for 9 years and intend to stay that way. Yes, they're a couple, and they're not against marriage. It's just not for them.
Our relationship works really well the way it is. I want to be with Marshall for the long haul, but I don't want to be his wife. I want to be his partner.
Mr. Miller?
Being unmarried really fits for us. Our lives are not defined by roles of husband and wife, and we're able to choose what aspects of marriage, of a traditional relationship we would want, and what things we would do differently.
What kinds of other reasons do people have?
There are obviously lots of gay couples who can't get married.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were people who had very specific reasons. Like, we talked to a woman who said that her husband had been a coal miner. They had 3 children. He was killed in a coal mining accident. And she and her children received very significant financial survivor's benefits. And now this woman has met a new man. They've merged their households. They have 6 teenagers between the two of them. And she said if they got married, she would lose those benefits and they wouldn't be able to afford to feed the kids and pay the car insurance.
Wow.
She said they would love to be married, but it just wasn't an option.
But I bet a lot of people look at the two of you and say, what's going on with you? Fear of commitment?
No. And in fact, we're very committed to each other. And that's what we found in our interviews, that people were committed to their relationships. They just didn't need marriage to define it. One woman, I'll just tell you the story of one woman we interviewed, Lena, who really feels like she doesn't need her partner's income, doesn't need a husband to survive. And her partner got down on his knees and took her hand in his and was about to propose. And she said, oh, no. If this is what I think you're going to do, don't do it.
It's incredible to me how people who aren't married are constantly being asked, why aren't you married? What's wrong with you? When are you going to tie the knot? When in so many ways, if you're not married, your life is can very much be like a married person. You have access to most of the same things. You have access to relationships, to sex, to children. It may matter very much to your mother whether or not you're married.
Mm-hmm.
It probably doesn't matter very much in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, but somewhere that business about that piece of paper and the ramifications in not having it. For example, when you have children, all kinds of legal issues pop up, don't they, if you are unmarried?
There are legal issues, and it is really important for people who are in unmarried relationships to take certain steps to protect themselves, whether that's employment, housing, immigration, insurance. People are shut out of hospital rooms. People have trouble inheriting their own houses if a partner dies without a will. There are all these examples of really sad stories.
And it's very interesting to watch this trend internationally, because there are countries like Canada or France or Sweden that have established a legal code so that unmarried partners have the same rights and responsibilities as married ones if they choose that.
The whole business of welfare reform, we have the Bush administration encouraging the promotion of marriage as an aspect of receiving welfare benefits. You can take marriage classes, you can get credit for them, for working hours. But what is wrong with that? If we know that two-parent families really do provide a good and nurturing environment for raising children.
There's a difference between a married couple and a two-parent family. And we know that when you have two poor people together, they're still poor. If they get married, that's not going to make a difference for that family.
What would make singlehood less stigmatized, do you think? What would have to change in our society to get people to accept alternatives to marriage?
I think that we need to update our definitions of family, because the more we get stuck in this 1950s sitcom image of what a family is, the harder it is for us to really see who's living in our neighborhoods.
I think it's that, getting back to that whole commitment business, that you can walk out the door anytime. And having taken those vows in a judge's office or a church or temple, wherever you do it, just makes you have to think twice, three, four times before you move on.
Certainly, commitment and marriage often go together, but they don't always go together. We all know married couples who weren't very committed and didn't last very long. And certainly there are unmarried couples who are just astoundingly committed. You know, we meet people who've been in unmarried relationships for 20 or 30 years. They're not going anywhere. They own houses. They have children. It's important to separate those issues of commitment and marriage and really try to understand the individual relationship.
Let me ask the two of you, what difference would there be between you in your relationship and the way you faced the world and dealt with the world if you were married?
It would make it a lot easier to rent cars. We're always trying to argue, and some rental companies will let us do this, that one of us, the second driver, shouldn't have to pay extra money just because we're not married. No, in all seriousness, in most aspects of our lives, it really doesn't make a difference. Some people assume that we are married. Our lives look very much like a married couple. And some people realize that marriage isn't what it's about, that they can treat us just like any other couple they know, even though we don't have that piece of paper.
Dorian Solot and Marshall Miller run the Alternatives to Marriage Project. Their book, Unmarried to Each Other, The Essential Guide to Living Together and Staying Together, is due out this fall. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.